From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama to visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb later this month. The White House announced Tuesday Mr. Obama in Japan for a group of seven meeting will visit Hiroshima May 27, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to do so. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the president's purpose is not to dwell on the past, but seek a nuclear-free future.
The president certainly does understand that the United States bears a special responsibility. The United States continues to be the only country to have used nuclear weapons, and it means that our country bears a special responsibility to lead the world in an effort to eliminate them.
Presidential adviser Ben Rhodes ruled out the possibility Mr. Obama would apologize for the bombing of both Hiroshima and Nagasaki aimed at bringing World War II to an end. Earnest praised the battle waged against tyranny worldwide during the Second World War by what he called members of America's greatest generation. Two former Rwandan mayors are on trial in Paris, accused of orchestrating massive and systematic summary executions during the 1994 genocide. Octavian Ngezi and Tito Barahira are alleged to have played a direct role in the massacre of hundreds of minority Tutsis who had taken refuge in a church in the eastern town of Kabarondo in April 1994. Some 2,000 were massacred there. A lawyer for the plaintiffs, Richard Gassara, said such a trial requires a justified sentence. That, he says, would have to be the maximum penalty. The two mayors who deny any wrongdoing face imprisonment of life if convicted. This is the second such trial for crimes against humanity and genocide at a special Paris court. This is VOA News. The group of nations promoting a resolution of the Syrian conflict are to meet in Vienna next week to discuss the violence and efforts to stop it. U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau said Tuesday that Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, will spearhead the latest effort by the 17-nation International Syria Support Group.
He will co-host with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov this meeting to reaffirm and strengthen the nationwide cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. He'll discuss the tangible steps the ISSG can support and take to ensure full, unimpeded, and sustained humanitarian access throughout the country, especially in the besieged and hard-to-reach areas.
A recent uptick in violence in and around the northern city Aleppo has threatened to scuttle that cessation of hostilities. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump coasted to victory Tuesday in two more states holding primary elections, West Virginia and Nebraska. On the Democratic side, Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders defeated former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in West Virginia, while Clinton took Nebraska and maintains a near insurmountable delegate lead. Embattled Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff faces an impeachment vote in the Senate for Wednesday. Her attorney general Tuesday asked the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings that would lead to a trial, insisting they're politically motivated. Ms. Rousseff, addressing hundreds of supporters in Rio de Janeiro, said she's a victim of injustice, but also said she's a fighter, a victim who will never give up. Wednesday's vote to send her case to trial will result in her suspension from office, leaving Vice President Michel Temer in charge temporarily. Ms. Rousseff is alleged to have violated fiscal rules in the lead-up to her 2014 re-election. The rights group Amnesty International said babies and small children are among the nearly 150 people who've died this year in a military barracks in northeast Nigeria. The group said some 1,200, one of 10 of whom were children, are being detained at Giwa Barracks in Maiduguri, the capital of Borno State. It said detainees receive a half liter of water a day, lack access to washing facilities, and sleep on floors rarely cleaned. A suicide car bombing in an eastern Afghan region bordering Pakistan killed at least 10 and wounded more than 20 late Tuesday. The attack occurred in Najan district in Nangarhar province. The Obama administration has accused China of continuing to impose high taxes on U.S. chicken exports and refusing to comply with orders to follow global trading rules. The U.S. Trade Representative says the White House is mounting a challenge at the World Trade Organization. In sports, former Boston Marathon winner Wesley Carrier has been named to the Kenyan team for the Summer Olympics, but world record holder Dennis Kometo and Wilson Kepsang withdrew from consideration after failing to finish at last year's Beijing World Championships. On the women's side, London Marathon winner Jemima Sumgong will be among those participating. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.